From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For the past 5 years and counting, a higher court ruling has largely shaped how the West can respond to homeless encampments. You may have heard the case, Martin versus Boise, but regardless, several cities and counties across Western states, as well as our own governor, have blamed the Ninth Circuit court ruling, or at least its interpretation, as being a major barrier to reducing the number of people who are unhoused, because it comes with a stipulation. The people sleeping outside can only be cleared from public areas as long as there is adequate shelter space to offer. And in many places, including here in Sacramento, shelter capacity is a small fraction when compared to the number of people experiencing homelessness on any given night. But that decision on encampment sweeps may have an expiration date because the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case challenging the 2018 lower court ruling. Joining us now is Marisa Kendall, who reports on homelessness for the nonprofit newsroom Cal Matters, a content sharing partner with public media stations across the state. Marisa, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the case that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear. What is it trying to do, and where did it originate from?
Yeah, it originated in Grants Pass in Southern Oregon. And basically, the city came to the court. They wanted more freedom to be able to clear homeless encampments in their city. And now it's going to have implications that are going to go much beyond Oregon, as it calls into question the premise of the Martin v. Boise case.
Okay, so it wants, you know, more leeway to clear encampments. What is their argument for wanting that?
Yeah, so they, as well as cities around the state, basically are saying that the ruling ties their hands too strictly. They're saying that this court ruling prevents them from being able to clear encampments that are dangerous, maybe unsanitary, unhealthy, both for the people living in those encampments and for the housed neighbors in the vicinity.
And this all stems from, you know, 5 years ago, 2018, the case of Martin versus Boise. You know, we have a good amount of time to see how this ruling has impacted Western states. Can you remind us, you know, how this shapes how cities and counties can really deal with encampments?
Yeah, so the gist is basically the court says that cities and counties cannot ticket, arrest, or otherwise punish people who are homeless for sleeping on public property if they have no other option. So cities have largely interpreted this to mean if they're going to clear a homeless encampment, they need to first make sure that there's enough shelter beds to offer every person who's going to be displaced. And like you said, that's a really can be a tough ask when we don't have enough shelter beds. And you've seen homeless activists and homeless and people living in homeless encampments sue as various cities have tried to sweep their camps. And in many cases, they've won and been awarded at least temporary restrictions on what the city's allowed to do in terms of clearing their camp.
So this ruling applies to California as well as 8 other Western states. Was this ruling back in 2018, was it unique or unusual in how it restricted clearing encampments?
Yeah, the ruling really went a step farther than we had seen in the past. So now you really see this ruling as what sets the limits in terms of what cities and counties are able to do. And after this ruling, you really did see cities and counties change their enforcement. And you really saw cities had to roll back any prior, you know, blanket bans on camping that they had, and they really had to be more careful with their enforcement.
And this is also coupled with the pandemic, because in 2020, when obviously the state shut down, there was also, you know, public health, you know, the risk of public health that encampments couldn't be cleared for not only this court ruling, but also for public health reasons as well.
Exactly. And as a result of that, you saw encampments just become bigger and bigger and more entrenched. Whereas before, you might have a handful of tents, and every couple months, the city comes and tells everyone, move along, and the tents go somewhere else. Now you had encampments that were allowed to remain for several years, and people were building, you know, shacks out of pallets and plywood and corrugated metal, and they really became much more entrenched, almost little shanty towns. And then there became a big backlash against these larger encampments from neighbors.
As we know, when it comes to court rulings, they're not really black and white. There's a lot of room for interpretation. You know, where is there some gray area or lack of definition when it comes to this 2018 ruling?
Yeah, so one thing that some cities have been trying to take advantage of as a possible loophole is, the court does not allow cities to have a blanket ban on homeless encampments unless they have enough shelter for everyone. But some cities are getting around that by banning encampments in very specific areas. So they're banning encampments near schools or near public infrastructure, or banning camps that block both sides of a sidewalk. Things like that. Another thing that is up for debate is how whether cities can enforce a camping ban if they have offered people in that encampment shelter and they've refused, right? And then another question is what constitutes adequate shelter? If a city wants to clear a camp and they offer someone a shelter bed, what does that bed have to be? Can it be a bed in a congregate facility where it's one cot with, 100 other people in a big room? Or is it a tiny home? Or is it a motel room? Do they have to offer them multiple options because maybe the unhoused person can't take one of the options? So there's a lot of questions in the air.
And that happened in Chico in 2021, right?
Yeah, the court there basically said Chico was trying to send folks out of encampments and into basically a sanctioned encampment that was on a piece of asphalt where people would be living in tents. And a judge said, no, that does not count. That does not count as shelter and does not allow you to clear this encampment.
You know, in the years since, we have heard the argument that this ruling can be a barrier. You know, even the governor has talked about that as well. But has it been challenged before to this degree now that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear this case? Is Grants Pass the first to try and get this overturned or reversed?
Yeah, this is the first time that the Supreme Court has said we're going to take a crack at this. So this is really big news for cities and for folks who work with homeless communities.
Why do you think the Supreme Court agreed to hear this challenge now? I mean, is there something about the makeup of the court that potentially led to this?
Well, there's a lot of political pressure right now to address this when you have, everyone from even the governor Gavin Newsom expressing, weighing in on this and pressuring the court to take this. Also, just homelessness has gotten so bad. It's on the top of everyone's agenda. Encampments have, proliferated. Unsheltered homelessness is soaring. I think there's a general sense that we need to do something. And local politicians are saying, this court case is tying our hands and preventing us from combating homelessness in our cities. I think there was just a lot of pressure to act.
Given that California is home to the largest unhoused population in the country, it's in the six figures. If this actually moves forward, the Supreme Court agrees with the case and grants pass, jurisdictions and states now have more leeway. You know, what are the biggest changes that could take place?
Yeah, and that's an interesting question because, especially in liberal cities, in Sacramento and in the Bay Area, I don't think the cities are going to just start removing encampments left and right willy-nilly and not offering anyone shelter. That is something we had done in the past, and it has been proven that, that doesn't work, that if you move people from encampment to encampment without bringing them indoors, that doesn't solve your city's homelessness problem. And local politicians don't want to be seen as cruelly just shuttling homeless people around without helping them. So I think you're still going to see in cities like Sacramento, city officials doing a lot of outreach to people in encampments, trying to get them into shelter, offering them shelter beds, trying to get them housed, and then clearing encampments that they think pose problems. But this will give, if this case does fall, it would give cities a lot more leeway to maybe target problem encampments and quickly clear them without court intervention.
When you talk to homeless advocates or people who are opposed to changing Martin versus Boise, you know, are they concerned that this is headed up to the Supreme Court?
They are. They're very concerned. They think it's really cruel and inhumane to clear an encampment without offering people shelter. Every time you clear an encampment, you displace everyone living there, which can be really traumatic for the people living there who already have very little. Also, every time a camp is cleared, the people living there often lose a lot of their belongings. A lot of what they own is trashed, is lost. And every time a camp is cleared and people are displaced, they're scattered, and sometimes their caseworkers lose track of them. So the people who are tasked with helping them find housing, helping them with food and medical needs, sometimes lose them. You know, a lot of these folks don't have a cell phone or have nowhere to charge it. So it's really hard to keep track of them.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters reporter Marisa Kendall about a case out of Oregon that will go before the Supreme Court and has the chance of overturning existing precedent for how Western cities and states can clear homeless encampments. Here in Sacramento, almost two years ago, voters in the city passed Measure O, and this was back in 2022, and that made homeless encampments on public property somewhat illegal under certain circumstances. It gets kind of complicated, but the stipulation was also that it required more shelter spaces. So it's kind of similar. Have other cities taken similar steps in restricting camping for unhoused people or just restricting them from just sleeping on the streets? Or is Sacramento alone in this?
No, we've actually seen a big increase in recent years in cities doing that, which I think was partly a backlash to what we had just talked about encampments becoming much larger during COVID. So we've seen, everywhere from Oakland has an encampment policy. We've seen them in San Diego and Santa Cruz. We've seen a lot of cities try to crack down. And even some like San Jose are thinking about trying to impose more specific restrictions on where people can and can't camp.
As cities, counties, local jurisdictions try to do this, have courts stepped in and challenged or stopped these measures?
They have. There's been several cases where cities have been barred from clearing specific encampments, sometimes just temporarily until they can prove they have enough shelter. You know, that's happened in Oakland and Berkeley and Emeryville. Very recently in San Francisco, a ban was upheld preventing the city from clearing encampments. The court says, you say you're offering shelter beds, but the shelters are full. So you are not doing enough to help get these people inside.
Have California officials, local, statewide, have they joined in on this case that's heading to the Supreme Court, in messaging or statements?
Gavin Newsom's definitely the most prominent figure to weigh in on this. And he's very much in favor. He was very much in favor of the Supreme Court taking this on. He has not been shy in saying that Martin v. Boise is hampering not only the hands of city officials, but also, Caltrans from clearing encampments on state right away. And he not only was he hoping that this would be changed, but he was also asking for more clarity in terms of just giving more guidance as to what was prohibited and what was allowed under this rule. He accused some courts of taking the Martin v. Boise ruling too far.
And he included a statement, right, as part of this court filing.
He did, yeah. You can submit amicus briefs, basically friend of the court briefs, that the court will consider when it is determining whether to weigh in on a case.
Hypothetically, if this actually moves forward and now states have more leeway, do you think it might actually remove the incentive for cities and counties to build more shelter space?
It could. I mean, you would hope that it would not, because obviously there's still such a huge problem and we need so many more shelter beds. But this could remove the added incentive where, counties and cities were saying, okay, we have to build X number of shelter beds, because if we don't, we cannot enforce our camping bans. We can't remove encampments. That incentive could go away. You'd like to think cities still will be building those shelter beds because folks need to get inside, but I suppose we'll see.
Yeah, it could be incentive or pressure that the pressure goes away. Finally, when
Exactly.
could this be heard by the Supreme Court? Any idea?
I think we're still waiting on a date to be set on that, but I think everyone will be really interested in that. A lot of people are watching to see what happens here.
Marisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Marisa Kendall is CalMatters homelessness reporter, and we've been talking about a new case that will go in front of the Supreme Court, which has the potential to change how California sweeps homeless encampments. Up next, California's crime rate has dominated news headlines, but when you look at the data, gauging an increase or whether there's one at all largely depends on where and when you look. We'll learn about the complexities within crime data. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.